Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What do you expect from me today, folks? More of the same? Huh? Well, that's what you're going to get. Look, the big issue, and I can look at the news in all kinds of creative ways because that's what we do, but I've never seen such overt targeting of a U.S. citizen as I have of Donald Trump. And I would venture to tell you, you haven't either. And here's the good news. Neither has any of the rest of the world. Nobody. There's not a Democrat that can't look at this and go, okay, boy, we're really going to get this guy. We're going to get this guy. No matter what, we're going to get him. We're going to get him. Okay, for what? Blatant, in-your-face targeting. And that's what should surprise most Americans is that, okay, you try Russian collusion. And we'll get to the individual things. But it didn't work. You tried the Ukrainian extortion, blah, blah, blah. It didn't work. You tried bimbo eruptions. You tried classified documents. You've tried everything. And it's to the point of ridiculousness. Oh, well, he could have used his money to pay some skank to, you know, whatever, with the Stormy Daniels stuff. That gets litigated, proven to be a lie. And what happens? Still going to go after him. We're going to make a misdemeanor into a felony. When your modus operandi has been to turn felonies into misdemeanors. Why? To clear the courts, to say this isn't a crime that's hurting anybody, blah, blah, blah. What do? They do that. That's what the left does. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Hypocrisy on full display. How we can have Democrats, folks, with so many issues, but nothing gets resolved is what should be fearful to you. Why are we not resolving this? McCarthy comes out and says, this is a targeting of a sitting president because they don't want him to do. And let me tell you, behind the scenes, the Uniparty is working together to get rid of Trump. Enough indictments, we get him to drop out, DeSantis steps in, we put DeSantis against Gavin Newsom. Then, trust me folks, the elites have already picked this election. They picked the winner and the loser. I don't know who it would be, but I know who they want it to be so they can continue to orchestrate. How many witch hunts can you have before all of America sees what you're doing? All of the world. How many? Do you think that the average, I mean, take personality out of it. Do you think that the average Democrat or independent voter looks at what's going on with Trump and says, oh yeah, he's a terrible, he's this, or are they just a product of the media onslaught that's going against Trump? Because I think it's the latter. I don't think they've really given it any thought is to say, wait a minute, Trump can have classified documents. You know, Donald Trump isn't the bad guy. Let me put it to you this way. How do you rationalize the reality of this when you say to yourself, you know, I'm feeling this inflation, this Bidenflation. I don't feel safe in cities when you look at crime. You know, look at all the issues plaguing us. Prescription drugs, suicide, you know, blah, blah, blah. As I said, how many witch hunts? How many things can you heap on to Trump and say, this is all his fault? He's the worst criminal we've ever had. And then you reflect back. And I'm going to tell you, if I were Trump, I'd be running commercials. Look, I'm not a billionaire. I'm not even a thousandaire at this stage of the game. I guess God wants me to hit the lotto here. I'm going to have to start playing it. But I can tell you, if I had Trump's coin, I'd be running commercials, reminding people what I did, how I did it, etc. I'd be doing it day in and day out. until we got this thing, until people started to see it for what it is. But let's look at what I talked about earlier. Who is the real criminal behind Russian collusion and the hoax that was perpetrated on this country? Who is the real criminal? Hillary Clinton. We know for a fact she and her team started it. Nothing happened. $40 million of our tax money, she gets a fine, a small fine, so does the DNC. No harm, no foul. People want to forget about it. What did Trump do? All Trump said was, I hope Putin gets her emails. Putin, if you got her emails, why don't you release them? That statement drove the juggernaut that went against Donald Trump. That one statement. And the Democrats went, let's seize on it. Let's go do something. Can you imagine? Thought police. A guy makes a joke of a statement. And we went years looking into this situation from a joke. And then when we resolved it, did Hillary Clinton, who of course we don't know what her intent was, that is until we found out that she started it, worked in conjunction with the DOJ, worked in conjunction with, what was it? I don't remember the name of the companies, but all these different companies that were shell organizations doing her dirty work. And all she gets is a slap on the wrist. Unbelievable. Who's the real criminal in the Ukraine extortion? Here's what Donald Trump said. He says this to one of the Ukrainian people. You really need to look into your corruption. That's what you're known for. And part of it involves a sitting vice president. He says that, and they turn that into an impeachment attempt. Meanwhile, Joe Biden says publicly, I withheld $1 billion of your tax dollars, our tax dollars, from Ukraine. And you better stop looking into my son. And we know we can definitely connect him to Ukrainian skullduggery. And where are we on this? The real criminal here is Joe Biden. Unquestionably. And this is where we are. Who's the real criminal behind the classified documents? A president who can declassify them, or Joe Biden, a senator and a VP who has classified documents willy-nilly tied to the Chinese, son has access to them, and we can easily put him with all of this. I mean, it's so unbelievably crazy that that they would dare want to indict President Trump. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Nothing, folks, has scared the political establishment more so than one man. And the way that Donald Trump did it is very simple. He won over the hearts and minds of people who finally began to understand that their votes don't count, that there's a system that's rigged, that's been rigged. And you're watching it play out right now. The only way for the Democrats to take down Trump is to get rid of him. It's so amazing to watch. Donald Trump gets 74, 75 million votes, the most of any sitting president. They want to convince you that a vegetable got 81 million votes. And when you don't buy it, they create this January 6th BS and say, oh, you insurrectionists wanted to do all this stuff. It is the worst insurrection in the history of insurrections when everybody seemed to have forgotten their weapons. And so they essentially concoct this nonsense to support the biggest lie for the election theft that occurred. And then they want to deny you. They want to tell you, no, 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 you don't see what you see. This is where we are in this country. Unelected bureaucrats, for the most part, running the country, determining who wins and who loses. And I'm telling you right now, the 2024 election has been played out. There are computer models for it. What do we do if we get DeSantis versus so-and-so or Newsom versus so-and-so? It's been played out on supercomputers just like the weather. They are looking at models every single day, asking themselves, it's the same way the military plays war games. Trust and believe that this is what is happening right now in this country. And they've analyzed the best scenarios for the elitists, not the best for the country, not what's going to solve the close the gap between the middle income, you know, the poor and the rich, and grow the middle income, et cetera, et cetera. None of it. They do not care. I'm telling you, I hate to bring you this news, but it's a fact. And you're talking to somebody who was an idealist, someone who believed in the government of this country, who grew up, man, I'm as red, white, and blue as it comes. And yet, as I've gone through this and gotten closer and closer and closer to the inner sanctum, I can tell you it's rigged. Now, that's not to tell you not to vote. The reason why they have to rig it is because you spoke in 2016 in ways that they could never believe. They never anticipated it. I chuckle at the idea that Donald Trump energized us to such a degree that people went, I'm going out. It was harkens back to 2008 when the Democrats thought they had their new Messiah, baby black Jesus. And they, 2008, we just elected the best guy possible. And then they watched him crash and burn. And you know what the people did? The people spoke and said, after 8 years of this LGBT nonsense, this Muslim nonsense, this black-white ethnocentric racist nonsense, and the divisiveness that Barack Obama created in the country, we want a uniter. And they got Donald Trump, a businessman, who said, I'm going to approach politics like a business, which is what we're trying to do here. See, I'm a management consultant. I don't know much about politics. I know it exists. I downplayed it for the most part because I figured results supersede politics every time. I've said this. You cannot like somebody, but you can like the outcome of what they do and say, I'll tolerate them. I don't care. Maybe the CEO of your company. It may even be a person that you're in a relationship with. You know what? I can't say I'm crazy about her, but holy cow, her success in dealing with me makes me want to hang in there. Or his success in dealing with it. Maybe you already know you're a handful. I mean, I know as citizens, we are a handful, aren't we? We're supposed to be. We're looking for better. We're looking to improve the nation. And you know what we do in America? Every single year, year after year, decade after decade, we improve ourselves. We've improved ourselves in every category. We care more about women. We care more about children. I'm talking about conservatives. I'm not talking about these leftists, these pedophile-supporting, military-hating, capitalist-hating, you know, et cetera. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. We are the as conservatives, we are the least racist, least sexist, pro-America, pro-child, pro-military, pro-capitalism, pro-whatever that you can name. We're the best citizens of the world, not just of the country, of the world. We want justice no matter what. We want it dealt out equally and honestly. One system of justice. Look at what the Democrats are doing. Look at the protection they've given to the crackhead and the big guy. Look at the protection they gave the baby black Jesus. Look at how they try to portray the Obamas. People who went from squalor to being multimillionaires. Look at how they portray the Clintons. Look at what these people have gotten away with. Look, I don't know if Hillary Clinton's killed 50 people, but as one guy says, that's a lot of people in your one degree of separation that seem to commit suicide. But look at what these people get away with. I hear all the time from people, Kevin, we can't have Donald Trump because it'll bring Democrats out in massive numbers. No, it won't. It didn't in 2016 when Donald Trump blew Hillary out of the water. And then you know what they said? Oh, he was the least popularly elected president in history because they squelched the vote. It still couldn't do it. They couldn't make the algorithm work to get Hillary Clinton elected, despite everything they tried to do, despite manipulation of machines. And then what they decided to do after that was create the scamdemic and these mail-in ballots. And go look at anywhere in the country where they did massive mail-in ballots and tell me, how do you have 150, 180% of return on mail-in ballots without cheating? And why would you not want to look into that? Look, I'm not here to re-adjudicate it. I know for a fact, 100% certainty, that the Democrats cheated in the last election. Pure and simple. Unquestioned. So, when you can't beat them, you gotta pretend, oh, Joe Biden, he's so popular. Joe Biden's never, hasn't been popular a day in his life in any political election. He's probably cheated in all of them. But if Delaware wants him, fine. No problem. But let me tell you, I'm not buying it. And I know neither do you. They fear Donald Trump. Why? Because he's got you. The hearts and minds of Americans are there, period. He's got us. And he's got us because he deserves it. Outside of Wu Flu, he earned it. And you know how more than even overlooking Wu Flu, he earned it because the man is under fire for us, and yet he still hangs in there. He's under fire. Targeted. Democrats know this. Trump will bring out even more voters than he did in 2020. In the next election cycle. And that's what they fear the most. They cannot stop that, so they have to stop him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a BRICS nation summit next month.
That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes that Russia has allegedly committed during its invasion of Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. According to the president of South Africa, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will take his place at the summit. The Kremlin says that Putin will attend virtually. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A gunman has killed two people at the start of the Women's Soccer World Cup in New Zealand. FIFA said the shooting was an isolated incident and not related to the World Cup. The Biden administration suspending funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. That's according to a memo from the Department of Health and Human Services. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats can't sell their ideas, and that's a scary thing to them. So if they can't sell their ideas, then they have to scare you. They have to make you be fearful of something, so they concoct stuff. Oh, the world will end if we don't stop the biggest existential threat to mankind, white men! Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't know, which is it? What is the biggest existential threat right now? Some people say it's white conservative men. Other people say it's Donald Trump. Other Democrats say it's climate change. Others say it's the next pandemic or scamdemic. What is the biggest existential threat to mankind? I know what it is. I know the answer. It's leftist. Always has been. Always will be. It's the biggest existential threat. Give me your problem, I will give you leftism. Tell me. Crime. Leftism. Border. Leftism. Education system. Leftism. Tell what? Your car broke down. Leftism. Maybe that's not the case. I would venture to tell you, though, most people whose cars break down are leftists because they don't put in general maintenance and whatever. And then when their car breaks down, they want to blame somebody else. Oh, it's not my fault. So, yeah, it probably is still leftism. Let's look at some of the issues. Look, when you think about Donald Trump and them targeting Donald Trump, I want you to understand what you're getting in the way of, what Donald Trump gets in the way of. You ready? Leftist ease in which they can get your money. So, good example. Let's take climate change. Donald Trump says we're jumping out of the Paris Climate Accord. The countries that are supposedly part of this thing are the dirtiest, have the dirtiest air in the world. We'll be paying for China and India's air pollution. And we're not going to do it. We're going to get out of it. And the United States is already implementing clean energy policies that supersede what we did in the Paris Accord, Climate Accord. So we're out. And that sent the world in a tizzy. Why? Because they want your money. And how do you get somebody's money? I mean, the most creative way to get our money is to say, what is a natural resource? You're born into this world. You don't hit a meter and put a quarter in and say, let me start breathing. A doctor hits you a little butt and you go, you start crying and you start breathing what used to be free. And some leftists went, boy, I tell you what, If we can get people to pay for the very thing that God gave them, what better thing can we do? All right, I'll give you. Should we have clean water? Sure. I'm going to tell you this. I used to drink lake water. Not drink it. I wouldn't put a glass in and drink it. But when you're swimming, you drink, get a little lake water. You know, fish defecating and peeing in there and what have you. All the animals and stuff, it's brown. But if you swallowed a little, you were okay. You didn't get dysentery because you grew up going, it is what it is. There are people in Mexico, they drink their own water and don't get sick. We drink tons of bottled. When I go to Mexico, I haven't been in ages, but when I would go, man, the first thing you do is you go to the store and get clean water. You buy your water. And even though there's a sign there that says agua purificado right there on your sink, you say, don't even drink it. Don't get ice in your margarita. Don't do it. I've done it. I have had Montezuma's Revenge flying home. And it's no fun. I've had it multiple times just from having a sip of Mexican water. But the people there drink it all the time. What happens? Your body gets used to it. Well, I understand in America we want it to be more civilized, so we clean it and we say, okay, government, you can have control. But now what do? Oh, we're going to put these chemicals in there. We're going to do this and we're going to sterilize and put fluoride and whatever else. And you're going, what is it? Do you trust this government to manipulate anything that goes inside of your body? I don't. But they tell us we need it, and we need them. Why? Because we better have that stuff. We better, if without them, how safe could it be? The thing you've been doing for since the beginning of man, drinking out of water systems, you know, I mean, when did we ever have purified water? I mean, man learned how to purify water. You make a little pit right next to the water source, let it filter through the ground, and you can drink that drinking water. But when did our water have to be crystal clear and run through cycles and test it and all that? When government got involved. I liken it to Uber and the taxis and Airbnb and hotels and the regulations and things that get tacked on to stuff. When it's your house and you can say, listen, I've got an extra room. You want to stay here? It's $50 a night. No taxes, no nothing. Private transaction between people. Well, Kevin Jackson, we don't know who could come to your house. They could kill you. Well, isn't that my issue, not yours? The government, under the guise of safety, we better help you because it's the biggest existential threat. And right now, Donald Trump is the biggest existential threat. The biggest existential threat between them and your money. Because climate change is a perfect example of where they're just, the world could come to an end, but we can save it as long as you're willing to pay for it. We went through it with China virus, coronavirus, Wu flu, call it whatever you want, COVID. Everything, go look at any of the numbers now and tell me that you don't believe COVID was a scam. I'm not telling you that people didn't die from the disease. Not at all. But what if I did a show yesterday, pardon me, where we talked about completely overestimated the number of deaths, as I said. I talked about this early on. The other thing I told you, completely overestimated the number, underestimated the number of people who have died from the so-called cures. And what about all the orchestration, not to let you see the data, not to let you know exactly what's going on? What about that cover-up and all the social media saying, don't you dare mention anything about this? Think about all the lies that have been told. Why? Because they are afraid of you. They are afraid of you knowing the real information. And you know what they know? They know with that real information, you will vote for Donald Trump. You won't vote for these bureaucrats, these professionals. Because these professional politicians are little more than professional liars. That's what they are. Professional liars. What about the border? I mean, does it make any sense at all that we have conversations about legal versus illegal immigration? And they practically canonize illegals. Illegals are, we're separating them from their children. Oh my gosh, it's so humanitarian. You would think that, I don't know what you would think, but why even bother with the legal system? I would tell people on the legal system, you know what, guys? Save yourselves. thousands of dollars and years of anguish, just go walk across the border. You will be treated better sneaking across with your illegal vegetables, with your human trafficked people, bringing your drugs in. You will be treated better in that system than you will coming through our legal system. You want to know who makes the legal system so cumbersome, so much so that, people, I mean, they do want to still do it, but it's Democrats, it's leftists. They're the ones that make it difficult. And just for the record, I don't have a problem with making our legal system difficult. America is a jewel. Everybody does not get to come and participate in the jewel experiment that God gave us because they're not ready. They don't have the mindset. The reason it takes that amount of time to matriculate into America is because you have to have the want. You have to have that thing that makes you American, and that should take some time. Let's look at some of these other issues. Inflation. Donald Trump had us to where we were had a control. I'm not telling you it was a panacea, that he was a silver bullet for all the problems that we had, but he brought manufacturing back, he brought prosperity back, made America first, started reducing the trade deficit, started working on all these onerous legislations and businesses that were essentially, you know, kneecapping businesses to be able to do what they do. He was allowing business to do business. Now, you would think even Democrats would get that because it would expand the tax base, more people would start on their own and other businesses, etc. But they hate that because when you become self-sufficient, you figure out, you know what, I need less government interference than I do than people interfering. I want less. So what do? You take out the guy who solves problems. You know who we should be taking out? If we lived in a sane world, we should be taking out Biden, the crooked Biden family, who's got shell companies on top of shell companies, hiding money, paying grandchildren, for goodness sakes, paying the big guy his cut, legislating against us, putting us, making us dependent again on foreign oil. Dang, they're getting us into wars because it's part of this, believe it or not, it's part of the plan. I'm thinking we don't want to fight wars, right? Isn't that something we should avoid? Isn't that what the UN is all about? What does Biden do? Gets us in another war, a proxy war, where we pay more to fight a war that we're supposedly not fighting than the people fighting the war. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got cocaine in the White House. A cokehead's son, who's in the White House all the time. The said cocaine addict, who's in the White House all the time, is running the organization for the family that has paid 12 people and the family through up to 20 shell companies. They've made millions of dollars, much of it untaxed. They hid it through various corporations. And we're going after Donald Trump. And the level of what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even describe what I'm talking about here, but the disbelief that I approach this with, it shocks my brain, as you can tell, because I'm having trouble even articulating how crazy this sounds. I wouldn't write a weird, I couldn't even make this up. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hunter Biden's legal team should have better things to do. But for now, they've exposed their defense strategy. And defending Hunter Biden has nothing to do with actually addressing his criminal activities. Instead, Hunter Biden's legal team plans to blame the victims and the American people who Biden used for personal gain for him and his family are the actual victims. We're the victims. So, in Hunter Biden's pursuit of ignoring his guilt, that's his strategy. He's using the Democrat playbook. Actually, this book may be more closely related to that of Jussie Smollett. And to that end, Biden's legal team accused Trump of inciting violence among his followers and going after Hunter Biden. So just like J6, where Trump incited violence by saying, let's send in the National Guard since you seem to be so afraid. And, you know, and whatever, what else did he do? Yeah, exactly. He didn't incite violence. Well, just like that, well, let's just say that he did and let the media take it on because they're afraid of Donald Trump. And apparently, the accusations of this White House cocaine belonging to Hunter Biden upsets him. Why? Because the truth hurts. I mean, if I went to the White House and they found coke, and I left the White House, let me tell you what my friends would say. Well, I can tell you this, it's not Kevin's. That's what they'd know. It ain't Kevin's coke. Because I don't do drugs. If there's cocaine found at the White House or anywhere, I didn't do it. If it's found in my house, I didn't do it. You follow? So this is what we're dealing with, that Hunter Biden's legal team says Donald Trump has incited people to violence because of my coke that I dropped. Donald Trump raised the question that the cocaine could be Hunter's. Probably is. And it prompted Hunter's legal team to send a cease and desist letter. And they demanded that Trump stop making these truthful allegations about Hunter Biden. They said of Trump's followers on social media that they're too easy to trigger. Now, let me ask you this question, folks. Do you think that Trump was the only person who wondered how cocaine got into the White House and maybe associated it with the crackhead that lives in the White House? The coke addict who failed rehab, and I could go on. The guy who is associated, he's become synonymous with cocaine. Hunter's drug of choice, the guy with unfettered access to the White House, but if we've learned from the Secret Service, well, they can't seem to narrow it down to a suspect. Now, certainly the Secret Service would be proper to eliminate Hunter Biden, right? Because Hunter would never casually leave cocaine lying around. That would be almost as stupid as what? Forgetting your laptop at a repair shop and your laptop having all the family's, you know, crooked little secrets on it, their criminal activity. You know, who would do something that stupid? Or maybe, that's not a good example. It would be like denying your biological child even after the DNA proves your paternity. I mean, who would do something that stupid? How dare Donald Trump allude that cocaine found at the White House might belong to the guy who uses cocaine and frequents the White House? What an insane accusation. Undoubtedly, the cocaine was Russian interference. I mean, we know Putin put people there. They planted that there. The Russians did it. Can we see the visitor logs and look for Igor Vlaslavsky? Clearly, you can see why Hunter's attorneys wrote this letter. I'm sending this letter to make a demand that your client, former President Donald Trump, cease and desist from making public statements about my client, which are both defamatory and likely to incite Mr. Trump's followers to take action against Mr. Biden, which could lead to his family, his or his family's injury. That's how the letter read. I don't know if it read it in that voice, but that's the way I read it. So, I'm no legal beagle here, folks, but how is this statement defamatory when it's true? The letter referenced Trump's post on social media that he characterized, the attorney did, as thinly veiled calls to action. So they know Trump's motivation, but we don't know what Hillary's is. You know, we don't know what her intent was, but they know Trump's intent. It was thinly veiled calls to action. And understandably, big Jamaican men might be inspired to pretend to be good old boys and go beat up some gay actor on Empire if Trump's social media postings go unchecked. Yeah, we've seen the outcome of this, America. Worse, some president might be tempted to invade a bordering country if Trump were to blurt it out during a meeting. That utterance could lead to the displacement of more than 12 million, I don't know what, Ukrainians, for example. And that type of stupid comment could cost Americans $200 billion in a war that the American people didn't sign up for and Congress did not authorize. We are not at war, but it could lead to that. At Donald Trump. Who knew that he had that kind of power? Remember the leftist Alamo, folks. I've been talking about it. J6. What accusation of violence would be complete without a reference to the Democrat-concocted FBI-supported insurrection that occurred on January 6th? The letter references multiple instances where Trump supposedly incited violence or calls for action against his enemies. Now, so what? All these have been debunked at best or ridiculed at worst for being pure fiction by the Democrats, like January 6th. I don't know this to be true, but I heard they don't even call J6, January 6th, J6 or anything like that. They now refer to it as strictly the riot, the insurrection or whatever. My friend Laura Loomer said we should call January 6th Patriots Day and we should celebrate it every year. The letter to Trump specifically mentions an attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, as well as an incident where a J6 defendant was found with guns and ammunition in a van near the Obama residence after Trump posted their address on social media. Neither of these incidents offers proof of anything, folks. Just more speculation, but that's what Democrats are good at. Creating this idea of, ooh, look at what these people are doing. They will go out there. Yeah, well, let me tell you how bad it could get. They might just shoot you while you're practicing at a baseball game for the Republicans and Democrats. You could get shot like old Steve Scalise. You know how those Trump... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was a Democrat that shot him. My bad. Funny how leftists can glean innuendo from anything, but can't offer a theory on, well, let's say, the Supreme Court leaker or the cocaine drop that actually occurred at the White House. Yeah, they can't give you a theory on those. The cocaine drop at the White House is settled science. That's it. Secret Service looked into it. Nobody did it. That's the facts. Has any Trump supporter ever killed anyone based on Trump's insistence? Short answer is no. But Democrats kill for sport. And their people fill America's jails. But Trump supporters, well, they're dangerous.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.